But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly.
Why?
Well, first of all, a person is close to himself. If he's in his ego and this is his entire nature, he doesn't have two forms of nature, to receive and to bestow, but only one, to receive, in all kinds of different forms, whichever way he can turn things around. So obviously he cannot ask for himself to get out of his nature. Therefore, and also the point in his heart, it doesn't pull him to get out of himself, because the point in his heart is a point that comes from connection. I'm emphasizing it again. It's not just a point that belongs to the will to receive. It is a point that is from the kli that was there before. Therefore, it is a point from the will to bestow that was revealed, and it was working and shining in the connection between the different parts in Adam HaRishon that, to begin with, were created in the form of the right connection between them. However, on the degree of Nefesh Ruach Neshama, without Chaya and Yechida, it is considered that he was born circumcised only with Galgal Tainaim. Therefore, the plea turning to the point and working with the point, it is actually work on connection. Because the spark that shines, it is the surrounding light that shines towards that point of connection that existed and was working in Adam HaRishon, at least in Galgal Tainaim, and it departed. Therefore, one can pray for his friend, for connection with his friend, but not for himself, that I will get out of my ego. That will only end up being a lie and will even cause distancing from the goal. This is why Noam Elimelech writes, one must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. That is, relatively quickly, of course. A person who tries to establish correctly his request for a friend can advance through that, because for that, he truly has inside of himself a shimo and a power. That is, the spark that comes to him from the spiritual kli, it doesn't pull us to rise above our ego to the quality of bestowal. It is a part of the kli that was there before. It can only bring us to a prayer for connection. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend. And thus, one works on the other's desire, and the other works on his desire until they are all answered. This is why it was said, Israel are Arevim, responsible, and also sweet for one another. Where Arevim means also sweetness, as they sweeten for each other by the prayers that they pray for one another, and by this they are answered. So only in such a way can each help his friend. No one can help himself. So each one asks for his friend, so that his friend will succeed, that I connect to him in such a way, I support him, and by that, I seemingly push him forward towards the quality of bestowal. And myself, by asking, as it says somewhere else, I am answered first. But this is how we have to arrange our request. So, what does it mean to pray for one's friend? What does it mean that we need to enter a single garment? The desires are different. We cannot unite them into one desire. We speak that way as if, but it's not that it's one desire. And also no one can check how different they are. So, how do we reach a state where we connect in such a way that seemingly it is one garment? What does it mean, one garment? We're covered by one blanket, one jacket. What are all of these signs? And we see indeed from the partsuf, from the kli, that all the 10 kelim, the individual kelim, or 9 kelim connect together, and one desire is formed from them, malchut, and the qualities of all of the kelim are the first 9, the desires of all of the kelim are malchut, that unites them, gathering all of the desires together. This is why it is in control over the first 9. So, what does it mean in the partsuf? The first 9 versus malchut. How do we connect ourselves so that in the first 9, seemingly, we are all separate? And through the malchut, the common malchut, we connect. So, how do we build the from the books from Rav? How do we all connect in the Creator? Between us, we cannot connect. Right? To enter into each other, we're also not capable of that. So, how do we find the connection
I wanted to ask, in the question you asked, it turns out the Malchut is common, but the first 9 are different each time, so why?
In Malchut, we can arrange all of our Malchuyot, plural of Malchut, towards the Creator. But the first 9 are...
The
first 9 are our qualities. It doesn't relate to the will to receive. It has to do with the qualities that the will to receive can work with.
There's no connection in the first 9 sefirot?
Again?
There's no connection with the first 9 sefirot?
No, the first 9 are not connected. The first 9 have no qualities. There cannot be connection there unless we're already going there in order to elaborate the first 9. We go in there and we see that in each one of them there is also first 9 and our and their specific malchut.
So, what is the foundation upon which the partsuf is built?
The partsuf is built by all of us wanting to reach mutual support for the Creator. With mutual support, so that no one with his qualities, and all the more so with his malchut, cannot do it, because the Creator is whole, and we have to build wholeness.
In the building of the partsuf, is there anything that we have in common, that we share?
The Creator is what is common. The point of Ketil. It is common. The qualities are such that each one has his own qualities.
Malchuyot.
The Malchuyot, they're also that way. Everything is above. It is all above in the Creator. Therefore, when we want to connect between us, by ourselves, it is called that the people of Israel sighed from the work, that we are not capable of it, and only out of only by longing to a single goal, then thanks to the goal we can connect between us. Yes.
The subject of the lesson is the power of connection is a burning fire. And now you're emphasizing also in the women's lesson, you were talking about how the people of Israel sighed from their labors, meaning that they find that they can't connect.
Well, our goal is to succeed in connecting at any cost. And the result of the right work is that we cannot connect with any cost. Then the people of Israel signed from the work.
So what does it mean, the power of connection, a burning fire?
That we want to achieve it by ourselves. And when we turn to the Creator, then indeed we achieve it.
What's burning?
What's burning is the desire, the common desire between us to bestow contentment. As much as we want to bestow contentment upon each other, all in all, we bestow contentment to the Creator. The Creator is the inclusive, the sum total. If we want to turn to Him in any way, first of all, we have to direct it to the friends.
How do you maintain that point of sorrow? Because we want to connect to the Creator, but we really can't.
If we go all the way, as much as we support each other, and we do not become disappointed, and again, we try more and more like a little child who's constantly trying and trying because he wants it very much and he has no choice, he has to. This is what he feels. So, in the end, what does he do? He comes to you crying that it doesn't work out for him. Like that. And seemingly, that same kind of game, you know, acting, playing, it doesn't work for him. Then he gets angry, he's hurt by that game that doesn't work for him. His ego is hurt, it surrenders, he doesn't know what to do. And in such a way he then comes and he cries, and this is what we need to do with our game. And by turning to the Creator, there we find something new that we can turn to Him, we can ask that the Creator will indeed, He prepared this whole path in order for us to fail big time, everyone together. And when we reach this disappointment and the people of Israel sighed from the work, then their outcry rose and they cried out to the Lord.
On the road to that disappointment that awaits us, how not to run away? Because you can feel it for a brief second. And
so people do run away. You see how many thousands and thousands were with us, but they run away. It's well known.
It's even worse.
Because a person doesn't understand. He doesn't hear. He does not hear that the way is specifically by becoming disillusioned, disappointed, because then you can turn. Then you feel that you depend on the Creator. He prepared the evil inclination for you in order for you to fail and want Him.
How to transition quickly from disappointment to prayer?
Through the friends. There is the other response. There is you, and a few guys next to you, and the Creator. That's it.
Not even to run away from here, but to sit in the circle while running away.
Yes.
Disconnect.
Yes, this is what you're doing.
So how can we return to the connection in force?
Through work, work, work of 400 years in Egypt.
Where does the point of sharing begin between us?
The moment that you see that you must cover each other with a blanket and that you're not capable of it, but you have to do it.
You
have to do it, but we won't succeed. Or the fact that I will not succeed, this is the right result from the right work. Because then I will need the Creator.
So what is the support, what is supporting the friend about?
In anything, help him reach the goal. Because specifically by helping him, I see that I cannot help him and I cannot help myself. And then I despair. And following the despair, as it says, and they sighed, then I'm capable of turning to the Creator. The Creator is hiding behind all of these conditions of the disappointment in all of its different forms.
What does it mean that we connect in the Creator?
We connect in the Creator. That with our intention, it turns out that from all of this work on the ego, that we are egoists and we want to achieve everything egoistically, but out of the fact that I help and help and help as much as possible, and there is no choice, I discover how much I'm not capable of the work of bestowal. And I do not stop, but rather 1,000 times till the righteous fall and get up. And this is how we continue until the quota is filled.
Where do you get the power to get up each time and to work non-stop for the friend without disappointment?
The Creator arranges it for us, even though we have to prepare.
How
can we achieve something like that? Where we support each other to such an extent in the form of a circle where nobody needs to count on himself, to rely on himself, but by holding the others up, he understands that he is also part and saved there. He's attended to, he's being taken care of. As he takes care of them, they take care of him. And in this reciprocal way, they can be saved from their ego, their individual ego that each one has, and to transcend it, rise above it. Again.
If 600,000 men abandon all their work for satisfaction of their own needs,
600,000, that's a 10, right? It doesn't matter what the, it's not a number, it's... Meaning that only after there's this inclination from each one towards everyone else, because only in that one sees his own personal salvation, right, by taking care of everyone. In taking care of everyone, after that, the reforming light comes and truly builds one system out of them. How do we achieve this? We need to to assert in our hearts. If I care for myself, I need to do it with a concern for everyone else. That's the only way in which I take care of myself. I have some problems, some trouble, some threat. Doesn't matter what. I need to care for everyone. And by that, I also take care of myself. And if we succeed with that, then the reforming light comes. Because we are in Arvut then. And the light can come and to complete the work, meaning to create a connection in them, between them, by them now carrying out an act of concern for each other, each one from himself towards the others. By that they raise a prayer, they raise man, a lack. They need to be connected together, but still each one does that because he understands that he has there's no use in trying to take care of himself, but only in taking care of the others. So this work is still egoistic. Yes? However, against that comes the reforming light, and it completes the work. It gives them the will to bestow. And then they truly rise above their will to receive and help others, not because they will have it better, and so for lack of choice they do this work, but rather because the light brings them the power of bestowal. So please, just go over that. Build up the whole thing.
So the question is the following. There is the feeling of the organs and senses who do not know how to lie.
Yes, but I feel. What can you do about that?
Excellent. So what do we do from that point on? This is clear, but what next? That's not clear.
What do I do in order to change my feeling? We have nothing but feeling.
No.
So, what to do? The reforming light. Start turning the wheel back. What do I need in order to draw the reforming light? Because it's the only thing that can help me. The reforming light is the creator. So I need, in some way, to bring him my prayer, my lack. How do I attain a lack by which to awaken the Creator? I, through my own outcry, that cannot be, because it's an egoistic outcry. I can lie to myself that I want to fix the world in the best possible way, but if it's me, for me, there's no justification to that, and there's no proof that I truly want that, but only on the condition that I gave everything I can possibly give to the connection in the environment, and I see that I cannot connect them. I'm unable to integrate with them, meaning I cannot bring the Creator, the vessel, in order to delight Him. Then I shout, I pray, help me. That's the meaning of the people of Israel, the children of Israel, aside from their labors. Right? The cry needs to come from me, but at least from the fact that I felt that I'm unable to do it. And from that cry, that I can't be connected with the others. I can't be connected with the others, right? To bring the Creator the place, the vessel to fill, and to delight Him by so doing, then from that, I turn to him and I receive an answer. Because this point, for me, it's the point of criticism, of complete and absolute despair. And only from that point on, the Creator, there's none else besides him, he can put things in order. That's a very... It's the point of inversion. Thus far, I tried everything. From here on out, there's nothing more left to try. Either the Creator will help or nothing will happen. But I'm certain that he will help because through all these things I went through, I kept drawing the reforming light. And he now gives me, it now gives me the feeling of confidence. And I must.
Вот внешнее общество, оно как-то чувствует наше объединение, наши усилия. Вот у нас все получилось.
The external society, does it feel the connection between us somehow? Our efforts? We did, we exerted, we got some kind of connection. Does the society outside feel this?
The outside society doesn't feel from where it gets changes, but it gets changes because it doesn't matter what we do, we work. We don't even understand where we are. We can't evaluate ourselves how great we nonetheless are and how much work we do. We're doing a correction of the entire Kli of Adam HaRishon. So we're drawing light, we're arranging ourselves, we're building a mini-humanity in our Kli. And that's something great that's never happened in any society at any time. And we're also close to all of humanity because we ourselves gathered here from all of humanity, right? Each of us. Now, during the Congress, we will see here people from all over the world, even from Africa, Australia, South America, Asia. So in this we are connected to the whole of the general Kli, all of humanity, the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon, all the people. And what we're doing, we're getting closer to the Creator, or even seemingly drawing further, because moving away is on the left line, which is necessary in order to move to the right afterwards. So all the changes in us, we necessarily project, not actually convey. There's no thread of connection. There's a kind of... It's through what is called the makifim, the surrounding, because through the surrounding lights, we project on them our states as well. And as a result, humanity feels itself.
I have a question. It turns out that I'm starting to feel the sorrow of the 10 and I understand immediately that I'm being wicked towards the Creator, disqualifying him. So how can we change that to the right prayer to raise the correct man?
If you're not included with him, how will you raise man? You have to be included with them.
No, I'm saying with them in general, then I'm included with them. That's why I wickify the Creator.
Why?
Because I'm not benefiting the creatures.
It depends on what preparation you're included with the public. If you're included with the public in order to go down to them and help them rise, and the Creator set it up for you to begin with, because all fault in their own defect, in their own fault, and you think that the public is in a bad state, this is why you do it. But it's clear to you that it's all happening in your eyes only, before your eyes only. Ashkelon.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
You hear? So actually you're saying, the moment I feel the sorrow of the 10, I see that they're getting blows, I have to connect to that, that there's no else besides him and he's doing it purposefully? And then the question is, the correct man is not me alone, because I see the sorrow of the 10, so what's the next step?
The next step is for you to be included with him in justifying the Creator, and you're trying to justify their situation, and then you raise your man, their seemingly bad state, to the Creator, and you want to pass on from the Creator to them the reforming lights, so they will be happy until they have everything, until the Creator dwells in them. And this is how you work, meaning it behooves you to be above them, to be in Gagalta Ve'enayim, to be in vessels of bestowal, but also to be included with them as vessels of reception and be sorry for the suffering of the public in order to raise these deficiencies, these chesonot, into one partzuf, one kli. We have to learn how to do it, but again, we learn these things, but we have to implement them in practice. Tel Aviv.
Good morning, everyone. We are here, the Sharon Chaver Group and Tel Aviv Group. We assembled here in Tel Aviv, and the question is whether an effort of each friend in the tent is needed in order to reveal the Creator.
Look, there are all kinds. I can't say that if only when the whole 10 cancels itself because each and every one is included in the others, only then. No, it's not like that. And also, it's not right away. Some will come earlier, some later. But in general, it's like in our world. It's like in a partzuf. You have all kinds, all many degrees of yud. And the question is simple. Let's say there are 10 people. Each one is required to help and support and participate to a certain extent or in a certain way toward each other. One with a bigger desire, perhaps he can't. So he participates only in 10%. One with a smaller desire is required to do it by 60%. So it's all measured personally, individually, on one hand. On the other hand, all those things have to be united together, connected together, and so that the partzuf is all in all arranged in such a way that everyone receives not according to their exertion, but according to their joint connection.
How do we grow the burning fire in connection between us?
This is what we're trying to do in the lesson today. In the lesson today, I'm constantly seemingly trying to ignite more and more and more. But the fire depends on two things, right? On the fuel, the oil, and the wick, the fire. It's like putting wood into the fire. So, by this, we might even put out the fire on one hand, because we're adding to their body that is not burning, that resists the fire. But gradually, the fire catches onto it, and out of two opposite things, like wood and fire, there is between them something in common where warmth and light come out from it. This is why we have to see that we have many friends, and at the same time, that we have a connection with all the groups of Israel and overseas. So we have the fire of Torah. But really, I'm very happy to see you connecting like that toward the...
in between us. My question is, how do we build inside the tent a safety net, a guardful wall that will don't let any friend to feel, when he feels rejection or distancing, to leave the group?
It's a must, because everyone will feel the rejection and the remoteness, and not once. If we advance, and every time there are rejections from the group, criticism, all kinds of conflicts, because it's the revealing of a greater and greater will to receive, that we have to add more and more to the connection. So we have to be aware of it. Mainly, we should understand that every bad that is revealed is for the better. That should be the view of the group, the view of society. Every time we have to reiterate it, raise the l'chaim for it, that thank God we've got crimes, and now over the crimes we're going to draw the love. In this way, to respect the bad as good, to bless for the bad as for the good. This is called being strong, and not those who run away and look for a warm corner. As long as I feel some confidence, like a child going into a corner and hiding there. We have to do the opposite. Not be afraid of anything. Everything is revealed from the Creator. Everything is for our benefit. And we should accept it this way. Although it comes with fears and disappointments and anger and with everything. But specifically those fears and anger and disappointments add fire, add fuel to the flame. With them, that fire will increase more and more. Only through the fuel and the masach, our insistence and everything there is. That's how we progress. What can you do?
Beloved Rav, how will we be able to feel the clothing of the reforming light in this convention?
The clothing, meaning reforming of for reforming light, this is what we have to yearn for. This is why we gather. We don't need anything other than the reforming light. We understand that only by this light, that we are dependent only on this light. What else do we have? So, let's somehow direct ourselves toward it, right? We need the light. The correcting light. That sorting, correcting, drawing. The one that does everything. This is all in all called the Creator. And this is why we gather. The more we understand for what purpose, as much as we connect in order to draw the light comes according to the power of our connection, and we have everything for it. Now we're beginning to work on it more than before in order to prepare ourselves for the Desert Congress, and there we are preparing ourselves for the big convention. Yes, the light will come. The light will come.